Much of the West is getting its economy back up to at least half speed, but money is pouring into Lebanon. Lebanon's central bank governor announced that the country took in $14.5 billion in just the past year. Most is from Lebanese living abroad, but more and more is coming from the Arab world, and much of the money is going into real estate. The increase in investment comes despite Lebanon's unstable politics and last year's factional violence. The World's Aaron Schachter begins his report in a suburb of Beirut.
More than $1 billion is coming into Lebanon each month, and that cash has to go somewhere. Much of it ends up in neighborhoods like this.
This is Monteverde, very nice neighborhood, pine everywhere, it's beautiful, quiet.
That's realtor Lebnan Shadid, and yes, Monteverde is beautiful, but quiet, not so much. You'd be hard-pressed to find a street here without the sound of construction. Yet another multi-million dollar home is going up just about everywhere you look. Shadid says building permits in June went up nearly 100% over last year, and prices in this neighborhood have quadrupled. Shadid says the Lebanese have spent decades watching the economies grow in other places, especially the Persian Gulf states. Now it's Lebanon's turn.
There is a big demand here in the real estate sector to where the prices are just going up high, crazy. Every month the price is different. Every month the price goes up. A lot of investors are turning into Lebanon. They see a good opportunity here. And a lot of Lebanese are coming back home because of the financial crash globally.
Shadid himself recently came back from Dubai, where he'd gone to cash in on the boom. This all may seem like a repeat of the real estate bubble in the West, but Shadid says it simply can't happen here because banks won't let it happen. Lebanese banks loaned $40 billion to fund reconstruction after the country's civil war that ended in 1990. Working with that much debt made bankers nervous, so the country imposed tight regulations on how and how much banks could lend. That's part of the reason that Maher Mezher, with First National Bank in Beirut, says people are dumping their money these days into Lebanese banks.
It's a bit boring. You don't have that exposure. You don't have that volatility. If you deposit your money in a bank in Lebanon, they're going to give you 4 or 5%. But you know, at least till the crisis finishes up, your money is safe.
Mezher says depositors, especially from Kuwait, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia, have been showing up in Lebanon with suitcases full of cash. In some cases, they've been worried that banks in their home countries could crash. Lebanese banks saw double-digit profits in the first and second quarters of this year, and the future looks even brighter. Mezher says the downside has been figuring out what to do with all the money the foreigners are bringing in.
They don't want to get their 4% from a bank. They want to do more, but in a safe investment. What is a safe investment? Of course, not stocks and options and shares. It is real estate in a small country in Lebanon. So no more land. Where are you going to build? In the sky?
Well, not exactly.
Those people are buying not lands, they are buying mountains and trying to build on it a very big project.
Not only is Lebanon's real estate market and banking industry growing, tourism this summer was off the charts. Still, Dominic Dudley of the Middle East Economic Digest says these three sectors of the economy can't employ everyone.
There's a big young population, so finding jobs for them as they're coming out of school and out of university is a pretty difficult thing to do. And the growth rates that the countries are having at the moment probably aren't fast enough to create jobs. So it's a big problem, not just for Lebanon, but across the Middle East.
And it's why real estate is booming in Lebanon. People with extra cash are getting downsized from jobs overseas and bringing their money back. But once the economy picks up everywhere else, Lebanon may find that its boom days are over. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.